Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Nancy Lockhart Show. I am Nancy Lockhart. I may be reached via Twitter at Wrongful Convict, Facebook. Please go and like the Nancy Lockhart Show. You may email me at thenancylockhartshow@gmail.com. You may call me at 843-412-2035. Leave a message and calls are normally returned within 24 hours. Please also visit www.nancylockhart.net. Greetings. I would like to speak about the life, death, and legacy of Dr. Sabi. Information for the program tonight, all of the research comes from several Honduras news outlets. I think I should mention those. Tiempo.hn, LaTribuna.hn, Televicentro.hn, LaPrensa.hn, and all of these, I'm sorry, are www, of course, and LaTribuna.hn. That's LaTribuna, LaTribuna.hn. According to statements posted on his Twitter account, this is Dr. Sabi, Twitter and Instagram on Saturday, this past Saturday, Dr. Sabi has passed to a better place. That is the statement that was on Twitter and Instagram on Saturday. Dr. Sabi was born actually in Honduras in 1933. His birth name was Alfredo Darrington Bowman. That's Alfredo Darrington Bowman. And he was nationally and internationally known as Dr. Sabi. Dr. Sabi actually died in a prison cell on August 6, 2016, in Honduras, in San Pedro Sula, Honduras. Okay. Information surrounding his death is very sketchy and suspicious. Dr. Sabi's funeral will actually be held tomorrow. That's Thursday, August 11th, 2016, in Honduras. We're all being asked to remember him at 12 noon all across the nation. So 12 noon your time, please stop and remember Dr. Sabi. So who is Dr. Sabi? Dr. Sabi is an herbalist, a healer, a pathologist, a biochemist, and a naturalist of holistic medicine. He faced criminal charges and civil charges in 1998 in a New York Supreme Court for so-called practicing medicine without a license. Although he was not a licensed physician, and I believe I remember reading some time ago that Dr. Sabi probably, I don't think he graduated high school, but he was just a really brilliant man. Although he wasn't a licensed physician, witnesses testified that their health improved as a result of OSHA's dietary programs. Now, OSHA is the organization that's, I'm not certain if OSHA was in New York. I didn't find that information. It sounds sort of as if it was at one point in New York, but OSHA is definitely based in Honduras. Okay, and that is the community that people could go to and, you know, get treatment from Dr. Sabi. So witnesses during this trial, they testified that their health improved as a result of OSHA's dietary programs. And after the prosecution failed to convince the jury that Bowman, which is his birth name, or Dr. Sabi, did not make a medical diagnosis. He was later found not guilty. So they took him to court in New York, said he was practicing law without a practicing medicine without a license, all that kind of stuff, and he actually won his case. Now, I've heard several people say that he represented himself. It appears to me, though, that he did a whole lot of talking for himself. However, I did see that there was an attorney of record, okay? Dr. Sabi had always based his concepts on an alkaline diet. Whatever it was he was treating in your body, there had to be an alkaline diet. And that alkaline diet would nurture the cells of the body and activate the body's bioelectric conductivity for healing properties. And this is what he always said, bioelectric conductivity for healing properties, opposed to a diet consisting of acid, starch, and hybrid foods that he claims cause diseases, that do cause diseases, not that he claims, okay? Hybrid foods are those foods that are, you know, not the original foods. They've been modified somehow. They're not the, not holistic, but the foods that, you know, have not been modified, okay? So Dr. Sabi has always said that the human body is carbon-based, and carbon-based substances complement the chemical assimilation. He calls assimilation digestion, okay? So assimilation is digestion, and a carbon-based substance complements a chemical assimilation or chemical digestion. A carbon-based body should have carbon-based foods, is what Dr. Sabi would say all the time, okay? He also testified to this in court as well. So on February the 10th, 1987 in New York, because OSHA Research Institute placed an advertisement in the Amsterdam News, that's a newspaper upstate New York, claiming to cure AIDS, sickle cell, lupus, herpes, and other diseases. The advertisement was placed in Amsterdam News on November 2nd, 1985, on page 9. Dr. Sabi said that his mother told him as a result of this that the police were going to come for him, okay? His mom was really, really important in his life. And from information that I read on him, I can remember years ago, his mom worked a lot, and his grandmother, you know, kept him, not babysat him because it wasn't sitting. She was teaching on him a whole lot. And the grandmother babysat him and taught him about herbs and, you know, that kind of thing, and holistic living and whatever. And then he turned around for many, many years and studied herbs and that kind of thing for decades. After his 30s, I believe it was, because in his 30s, he states that, you know, he was impotent, those kinds of things. He had all these health problems, and it wasn't until that point that he went back to what his grandmother had taught him, and he actually just did in-depth studies on, you know, the alkaline diet, and then the herbs and everything that we need to cure certain illnesses, and also to maintain. So back to the court case in New York. He was arrested on February 10th, 1987, because he had placed that ad in the Amsterdam News on November 2nd, 1985. Dr. Sabi won the case on many fronts, and the most compelling thing was The fact that Dr. Sabi has 72 witnesses that provided documentation showing that the Institute cured them of diseases. The case against Dr. Sabi was the 2,781st case brought before the Supreme Court for practicing medicine without a license and for making fraudulent medical claims. So there have been 2,781 other individuals before one of the Supreme Courts there in New York. And but Dr. Sabi won his case, all right? He was arrested for the advertising, like I said, that he cured AIDS, which and practicing medicine without a license, but also for selling products that were not approved by the FDA. So those products were different herbs and things that were not approved, okay? The Institute at the time, you know, specialized in curing sickle cell anemia, lupus, herpes, cancer, blindness, and many, many other AIDS, many, many other illnesses. Dr. Sabi was able to win the case because he was required to bring 9 witnesses to court to present documentation that showed that the Institute had cured them of all of these diseases. However, he has 72 witnesses there to show their documentation of curing these diseases. So he had more than enough people there. I see we have a phone call. Let me stop here a minute. Brother Manzai, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
Good, good, good.
Oh, great, great. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I said, and yourself.
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for joining the show. Did you have something you needed to add or you wanted to add or?
No, you pretty much said it so far. You've added a few things I hadn't known.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, well, I'll continue. Just press number 1 if you...
One thing, though, we can do a moment of silence for Dr. Sabi.
Okay, thanks. Okay, and if everybody would tomorrow at 12 o'clock, you know, light a candle, whatever it is you would like to do, but they're asking that everyone across the world at 12 o'clock, your time, whatever your time is, that we recognize the funeral. His funeral will be at 12, will be in Honduras, start at 12 o'clock tomorrow in Honduras. That's Thursday, the 11th. Okay, thanks, Brother Bonzai. So let's see, where were we? He was found not guilty in this fake healing case. That was what they called it, the fake healing case. And he did do a lot of speaking for himself during that trial. I was really impressed. You can go online, I believe. Yeah, you can go to YouTube, and it says, Dr. Sabi finally talks about how he won in New York City Supreme Court. Just type that in YouTube. The person that uploaded it is Abelardo Guerrero, ABELARDOGUERRERO. So this young man uploaded it. The title, I'm sure if you just put the title in, Dr. Sabe finally talks about how he won in New York City Supreme Court. It's really interesting. And I wonder, I'm going to do some more research because he's such an interesting person. But I wonder if his mom was, like, you know, psychic or something, because his mom would always tell him, you know, what was going to happen, you know. Just like she told him when he put that ad in the Amsterdam News that the police were going to come for him. Oh, and they came for him with the guns drawn and everything in the herbal shop and whatever, you know, arrested him and all of this good stuff. You know, and he was like, well, why are you, you know, why are you acting like this? He also said that he talks about a lot about African biomineral balances. He said as a result of, you know, of his case that African biomineral balance would be recognized throughout the world. Yeah. So that was sort of interesting how he won that lawsuit. And after he talks about the lawsuit on one of the videos that I just told you about, he actually talks about his spirituality. And, you know, he says that we have a whole lot of talk about the Orisha and especially about Obatala. And I'm sure that he mentioned Obatala because Obatala is, you know, the father of the Orisha or the Ori. He says that there nowhere in this arrangement of spirituality, although he believes, there's nowhere in that arrangement that we can extrapolate a component to use in addressing the state of the race today. Again, he says, you know, I believe in the spirituality, but however, that component, you know, is not addressed. And seems as though, you know, I've heard him say that before. It seems as though, you know, that kind of bothered him a little bit. So there is a new center, I'll call it, in Honduras that I'd like for you to check out, and it is http://thewholelisticlife.com. So that's the whole, the thewholelisticlife.com. And that is just really, really interesting. The last video, you can see that video, I downloaded it or uploaded it on my blog, nancylockhart.net. Or can go to the YouTube channel. Well, this is a resort. It's not a resort. It's a life center. It's a holistic life center. This is actually where Dr. Sabe was when the video was shot, and it is also in Honduras. This place was getting ready to have their grand opening or whatever this weekend. However, because of Dr. Sabe's death, they're postponing it. Anybody who was scheduled to be there tomorrow at this Holistic Life Center will be able to travel with everyone from the center to the funeral. And so that's basically all of that information that I have. If you need to call them, the number is +504-887-96102. That's an international call. That's Honduras. Okay? So, in a nutshell, in March of 2016, Dr. Sabi was supposedly arrested in Honduras carrying $37,000. He was given time to prove where those funds originated from, actually, okay? That's in March of 2016. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I found most of this information from Honduras newspapers. I like to give them credit. I mentioned them earlier, so I'm not going to go through that again. But they refer to him as Alfredo Darrington Bowman. I wondered, you know, personally, why we didn't know that Dr. Sabi was going through this. Why it wasn't in the news? Well, it wasn't in the news in the United States, I suppose, but it was all over the papers there in Honduras. However, if you did not know what his quote-unquote government name was, you wouldn't really know who this was. So Alfredo Darrington Bowman, who was also known as world-famous Dr. Sabi, the man who cures AIDS and other diseases, was detained after he took a flight from California that landed at the airport in Rotan. That's in Honduras, okay? And this is on May 28th. So he was stopped on March 2016 with $37,000. And then on May 28th, he was going into Rotan, into Honduras, where he was born. And he and an associate, this associate is Pablo Medina Gamboa. Pablo Medina Gamboa, I believe, is Mexican-Italian descent. They were apprehended carrying a total of $50,000 in cash, $20,000 on Dr. Sabi, $30,000 on Gamboa. They were attempting to board a private plane headed to another location in Honduras. I don't know if that's to the Usha location or what. He was detained and then released for a pending court appearance that will later take place on June the 3rd. So, what it, you know, I mean, this to me, they're calling it money laundering. Dr. Sabi is from there. Dr. Sabi has been in this business, he said, like 50 years. I'm not so sure, you know. The Honduras government gave this whole long spiel about, you know, this kind of thing harming their economy and whatever, whatever. So just sounds a little iffy to me, okay? So he was detained. He was released for a pending court appearance that would take place on June the 3rd. After his court hearing on June 3rd, Dr. Sabi was detained under the charges of money laundering by the public minister there. On an unconfirmed date and time between June the 3rd and August 6th, he was incarcerated. He was reported to have severe health conditions during the incarceration related to pneumonia. Okay. Again, the family's not talking too much about what actually happened. Dr. Sabi did have a brother down there. I think the brother's name was Francis Bowman, because they had a picture of his passport and it looks like the brother's sponsoring him, okay, Francis Bowman, all right? So it's basically the papers and the television station in Honduras that is giving this information. I'm not seeing any of this information come from the family. You know, I'm not sure what the situation is. Maybe they cannot talk. Maybe, you know, they told them not to talk. Who knows what has happened? On the video that you can go to at nancylockhart.net, Dr. Sabi states that, you know, his ex-wife and his daughters basically conspired against him. He doesn't really go into much detail, but watch that video, and that's the video that was actually filmed, I believe that's where he was, at the holisticlife.com, okay, with the web address that I gave out and that phone number, okay? That's the video. That was the video. Let's see. So, between June the 3rd and August 6th, Dr. Sabi reported severe health conditions during incarceration related to pneumonia. In critical health condition, he was rushed to the hospital but died in transit. Now, a news reporter that states that he's a friend of Dr. Sabi's is also quoted as saying in another article, I think that article was in the La Prensa.hn newspaper, LAPRENSA newspaper, that friend said that he went in the cell to see Dr. Sabi. He was not breathing. So here we have conflicting information. One news source is saying that he died in transit to the hospital. Another news source is saying that, you know, he wasn't breathing. Sounds like, you know, basically he was neglected. And prisons in those countries are so raggy and so awful. It's unbelievable. You know, it's no telling what he went through. And he was there from, what, June the 3rd to July the 3rd would have been a month, to August the 3rd would have been 2 months. Okay, so he's been there a while. His exact conditions of death and any evidence of foul play is still unknown and under investigation. If anybody wants to call in, you can do so right quick to hear the rest of this. It's 858-683-0730. And if you don't make it to call in, you can listen to the archives a little bit later. 858-683-0730 is the call-in number. So, basically, Dr. Sabi was, I think, 82 years old, I believe, and several sources said that he survived by 17 children, was an inspiration of many, many people, and will be very, very much missed by people all over the world impacted by his holistic approach to wellness. I know I've called, I've spoken with him, you know, a couple of times, and I was so surprised because, you know, most of these folks, they want a lot of money to tell you anything, even over the phone. You know, they're not so willing to answer questions even over the phone. But he was. So I guess that's about it about the money laundering. He died at age, I guess that's age 82, I don't know, 1933, I don't add too well in my head there. Yeah, so go and look at that video of the actual arrest. You'll see him coming out of the airport, then he goes over to the side, and, you know, he's sitting down there with his head down, kind of over his and whatever. And then I also wondered, you know, about Erykah Badu. It's sort of obvious that they were probably pretty good friends. There are a lot of pictures that were floating around Twitter of the two of them for some time, a couple years ago, I believe. And, you know, she had posted some things, you know, after he died, just like, you know, very sad or whatever, that he had died. So, you know, some people were like, well, you know, maybe the children did not have the finances to get down there to see about him Maybe they did get down there and see about them. Who knows? All I know is, you know, we weren't told here in the United States. It wasn't publicized, I'll say, here in the United States. So looks like, you know, he had some friends with finances. If others didn't have the finances, I don't know. I'm just speculating. I just feel that, you know, public pressure is always a good thing. Even if it's in foreign countries, you know, I feel it's always a good thing. I will not get to talk about everything that I have planned. I wanted to talk about those individuals who were at one point in time somehow or another connected with Hillary Clinton and those activists in Honduras who ended up dead, and wanted to talk about her running mate, but I didn't have the time to research him like I wanted to. So who knows, we may just have a part two. And I also wanted to bring in the fact that there are supposedly 50 holistic practitioners in the United States of America who have died under suspicious circumstances. Yeah, 50 holistic practitioners. These are medical doctors, actually. I believe maybe one or two were not, but medical doctors who believed in a holistic approach, and who just died under suspicious circumstances. For instance, there was one doctor in Florida, I believe it was, who left a vacation early, left her family early to go back home, to go back to work, and that lady actually was, they say, shot and killed with a silencer because nobody heard, with the silencer on the gun, because nobody heard any gunshots. Another one was jogging. He mysteriously supposed to have had a heart attack. Then there's some, I don't know if these 50 include some of these holistic practitioners overseas, because there's like 9 of them in foreign countries like Germany, not sure where else, 9 who were supposedly poisoned, okay, and they found poison, you know, when they did the autopsies or whatever. Some of these, one guy I remember, I think he was in North Carolina, and he actually did a great job with autism. He came out point blank and told parents not to give their children a shot. But for those who had gotten the vaccinations with their autism and whatever, he just did a great job. Many of those, all dead. I didn't see there was a journalist who was taking the lead in these 50 the 50 in the United States. I haven't seen her add Dr. Sabi in her list, because she had been keeping a list of the holistic practitioners. A lot of them had some issues with the FDA. The FDA had come into some of their practices. The FDA had, you know, when they had herbs, or instead of FDA-approved medications or whatever, they just had problems. And it seemed like long after they had these problems, you know, then they showed up dead. I don't think it's a coincidence, you know. However, I don't know. I'm just very thankful that I didn't go into that field. It was my plan. I had written my thesis on FDA compliance at Loyola. And the cycles of prescription drugs and, you know, that kind of thing. It was like hitting my head up against the wall with, you know, seeking employment. Not that there weren't some great offers, but nothing just worked out. It didn't fit. So after seeing all of this kind of thing, I'm just glad I didn't go down that line. But anyway, so thank you very much for joining us, and we should be back next week, Wednesday, at the same time, unless there is like an emergency show or something. But we'll put the word out and let you know. Thank you for joining the show. Tell me what would happen.